Welcome. Welcome to our Monday-Thursday service. We are so glad that you're able to join us tonight during this Holy Week. We just really wanted to provide a service for you, for us as the body of Christ, to be able to somehow be together, virtually, I know, but we wanted to be together and celebrate what the Lord has done for us. Celebrate the Last Supper and the communion and this idea of remembering Him. And so tonight, I just want to say thank you for joining us. You are welcome here. A little bit later in the service, we'll be doing communion together, taking communion together. But I just really want to thank everyone who helped put this on, make this possible tonight. But thank you for being here, and we look forward to how the Lord is going to speak to us tonight. This evening is a celebration of hope and joy. Tonight, we've come to remember what the Last Supper that Jesus had with his disciples. This Lenten journey has brought us to this place, past many peculiar barriers. This is a Lent like none that I can remember, and perhaps over spiritual terrain. But now we're invited to the feast, this time of remembrance. Welcome, dear friends. Welcome to worship, and welcome to the table of the Lord. Let's worship together.
I love the Lord, because God has heard my voice and my supplications. Because God has listened to me, therefore I will call upon the name of the Lord for as long as I live.
The snares of death encompassed me, the pangs of Sheol laid hold on me. I suffered distress and anguish. Then I called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, I pray, save my life.
What shall I return to the Lord for all the bounty given to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord.
Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of God's faithful ones.
O Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant, the child of your serving girl. You have loosed my bonds.
I will offer to you a thanksgiving sacrifice and call on the name of the Lord.
I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all of his people.
In the courts of the house of the Lord, in the midst of God, I will offer praise.
Praise the Lord.
It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean. And you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said not everyone was clean. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you should also wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them."
Following the foot washing, Jesus ate supper with his friends. They were still puzzled about his actions and were thinking about the explanation and what he meant by it. This is the night of remembrance. Christ calls us to his table. I invite you to come with expectant and repentant hearts. Receive the bread of life and the cup of salvation with thanksgiving. It is given and poured out for you that you may have life and have it to the full. All is ready. Why don't you come to the table of the Lord? At this time, I want to just instruct you to go ahead and take your communion kits that you picked up. They are individually sealed. You can go ahead and pull off the top seal and take out the wafer, and then you can unseal the bottom seal for the juice. And in just a moment, we'll partake of those together. While they were eating, Jesus took the bread and he raised it and gave thanks for the bounty and the gift of fine wheat. And then he offered it to his disciples saying, take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Take and eat. Likewise, after supper, Jesus took the cup and he gave thanks to God for it and blessed it. He turned to his disciples and said, drink from this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me. Take and drink. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for the ultimate sacrifice that you gave, the laying down of your life so that we could know you. And Father God, on that holy Thursday, the night before you would give your life for us, you took time to spend with your disciples and to consecrate bread and to consecrate your blood, the juice that represents your blood, so that we could continue to do this in remembrance of you. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful gift that you've given to us. Thank you for the sacrifice that you made on our behalf. Thank you for the forgiveness of sins. Father, we love you so very much. We want to give you glory and praise. We thank you, and we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Our journey is not complete. There are more barriers in this life that we must encounter. Remember this night, though. Remember our meal together. Remember the witness of the disciples, and be prepared. We must continue the journey. But tonight I offer this to you. Go in peace. Christ's love is with you always. And even though the darkness of Good Friday awaits, remember and rejoice, because Sunday is coming. Amen.